so subtle way of saying, head to Napa for new brake pads and rotors and get up to a $50 rebate by mail. So don't confuse for anything other than new brakes and $50 back by mail. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 5/31/17.
President Trump is putting off fulfilling a campaign promise, at least for 6 months. Here's Mark Mayfield.
CNN reports Trump will sign an extension of a waiver that keeps the embassy from relocating to Jerusalem. That move is something the Israeli government wants and a Trump campaign pledge. The extensions have been signed by every president since 1999, a deadline set 4 years earlier when Congress recognized Jerusalem as the de facto capital of Israel. Holding off on the move is seen as a way to avoid angering the Palestinians, while Trump is pushing the possibility of Palestinian-Israeli peace.
A judge is denying bond for a 16-year-old schoolgirl accused of hacking an Uber driver to death in Chicago. In the latest rounds of violence in the Windy City, Eliza Wasani appeared in court after being charged with murder as an adult. They say she requested an Uber early Tuesday after stealing a knife and a machete from a Walmart. Authorities are saying just minutes into the ride, the team began to hack Grant Nelson, who later died at a hospital. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I take care of my own health. That's why I subscribe to Life Extension Magazine. And now you could do the same for free. Life Extension Magazine is the ultimate source for health. Every issue is jam-packed with the latest therapies and innovative treatment protocols. And now you could take charge of your own health. My listeners could get a free 6-month subscription to Life Extension Magazine. Just call toll-free 855-870-6622. That's 855-870-6622. Or go to lifeextension.com/war.
With this year's hurricane predictions being released, residents along the eastern seaboard a little nervous, especially if they survive Superstorm Sandy. Here's more on that from Scott Pringle.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration predicts this year could be an above-normal year for storms. These Staten Island residents in Midland Beach who recovered from Superstorm Sandy do not like hearing that.
We'll have just finished building stuff.
Every time I hear easterly weather or even a storm, I get a little unnerved.
Forecasters say there's a 70% chance there could be 11 to 17 named storms. An average season produces about a dozen, half of which typically become hurricanes.
An NBA star saying racism is not going away anytime soon after a graffiti incident on his California home. Here's Chris Barnes.
The Cleveland Cavaliers star telling reporters the incident shows that racism will always be part of the world.
No matter how much money you have, no matter how famous you are, no matter how many people admire you, you know, being black in America is tough.
Racist graffiti, including the N-word sprayed on the front gate of James' property in Brentwood. When deputies arrived on Wednesday morning to investigate, they found that the caretakers of the estate had already cleaned up the reportedly racist graffiti. I'm Chris Barnes.
And the New York Mets apologizing after their team mascot flipped off fans during last night's 7-1 loss to the Milwaukee Brewers. They say the staff member will no longer be portraying the mascot. USA Radio News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
All right, it is time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. It's 4:05. Not used to doing that type of time in the afternoon. Weather Underground says right now it is warm and sunshine in Hunterdon County. Actually, up at 78 degrees. It is Thursday, and it is June 1st in 2017. The forecast for today says lows overnight in the mid-50s tonight. Cloudy this evening. Fog developing late. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible with a low of 56. Winds light and variable. For tomorrow, sunny along with a few afternoon clouds, high 78, winds west-southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. On Saturday, Community Day is turning out to be a pretty darn good day. Going to have partly cloudy skies, and it'll be, in the high 70s. That is 100 Chamber Radio weather. We'll be right back with a new show, 100 in Living.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Together we stand. All right. You are listening to a new show, Hunting and Living. And I am not going to be the permanent host, but I am going to be the MC of the first show here. Three ladies will be taking turns throughout the month to just give you an eclectic mix of information and give you different perspectives all about Hunting and County. And that is going to be, we'll bring all those in and find out all about the history and the making of the show in just a minute. But Hunter and Living is an eclectic mix of all these different perspectives. So let's start right where we should be. I have Suzanne Legay, I have Kim Blanda, and soon to be joining us will be Laura Cummins. And so they're going to be participating in various arrangements and structure of the times to deliver that information. So, Kim, welcome to the show, and give us a little intro as to who you are.
Thank you, Chris. Again, my name is Kim Blanda. I'm a registered nurse, and I've lived in the county for about 15 years now, raising our family here with my two teenage children and my husband. And really, I just have a passion for trying to get people to make healthier choices. And so when Suzanne approached me about the possibility of doing a radio show for the Chamber, I said, sure, why not? So my show is called Healthy Hunterdon.
Healthy Hunterdon. We'll get to all about that in just a minute. Suzanne Legay is to my left here, and it sounds like you're the ringleader, Suzanne. Welcome. You just were telling us off air that you're a person that can't say no, but you seem to drag other people in that don't say no either.
Whenever possible. Whenever that's possible. My motto. Drag others with you. No, I was very excited about the vacancy and helping to add to the Chamber's full plate of wonderful informative programs. Mm-hmm. And when you and I spoke, Chris, months ago at this point, it was a weekly show, and I thought, wow, right. I'm not sure since I can't say no. I have a pretty full plate myself.
Right.
So I worked this deal and saying, if I can get three other very exciting programs going, can we share this under one umbrella? And you were very immediate to say, yes, work it out, I'm on board. So I'm going to be two of the four, but I'm willing to find still a fourth person. But, so I'm going to be doing two of the programs.
Cool.
And we're going to have both Kim and Laura, who's going to join us very shortly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in between. And what we'll find out in just a minute is your two programs couldn't be further from couldn't be more diverse, I guess, right? So we'll get into all that in just a minute. How did it all come about, though, Suzanne? I know you wanted to. You said that you wanted to do it first. You wanted to provide information to everybody. And then you started to look for various pockets of information to provide that perspective that you had as a vision. So what was your thinking at that time?
My thinking is this, that 100 Living is so, we are such a diverse community. We have such intellectual capacity, artistic capacity, many, many well-doers, people that want to be involved in the county, and mm-hmm. that they just also are people that say yes when you're asked. And so this particular program, 100 Living, is going to cover health. It's going to cover tourism and our beautiful backgrounds, and it is going to cover, in my case, more about how the county works, the sort of background information and hopefully human interest side of that, as well as the other program, which we'll talk about, I'm sure, which is Life is a Spiritual Occasion. And yep. I have to tell you that that, to me, is a very, very significant part of my life.
Right. What I really like about the format of this show, first of all, we're going to get three different perspectives from three very intelligent, well-informed ladies. We're also going to get four different topics, but somehow they all glue together, and we were kind of searching at the time for what the real title of this show was supposed to be, because you started out from the bottom up. You had the granular pieces, but we couldn't figure out what the umbrella, what the glue was. And as it turns out, universally, in 100 Chamber Radio, we have the same eclectic mix, so you're kind of a microcosm of the whole radio program. Kind of cool.
Yeah, I say so. Nice.
So so we move on to talk about the first show, which is going to, which was kind of the impetus for doing this in the first place. You being involved in all sorts of civic matters, involved with the Chamber of Commerce, and now currently and certainly in the past, you recognize that there's a lot of people in our municipalities, in our government, that don't get the recognition that they need. Plus, you've recognized that there's some really interesting and unique roles that they gain. So give us some perspective as to what that's all about.
Sure. Just harking back to the about a decade ago, I guess, or maybe a little bit more than that, I was Chris Phelan's predecessor and was the CEO of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
Right.
Learned a tremendous amount about the county and our government and our municipalities and how we all work together and what our opportunities are. And then as an elected official, as a freeholder, although I am not speaking for my body of freeholders.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I just have a tremendous amount of information about the county. And when I wanted folks to know how much of the county at work that they may not have a clue about,
right.
And mostly about the human interest events that, you know, who are these people that get up 2 o'clock in the morning and plow your roads? Who are the folks that, when there's an accident out on 78, go out with the hazmat team? You mm-hmm. know, and just things that I think are backstories that people would find interesting and learn a whole heck of a lot more. And I'm hoping that more and more people show up with information to share with others.
Yeah. Well, you bring up the government has to fill in the gaps, right? They're the people that you're going to bring on, some of them are going to be the not my job jobs.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
Yes.
The ones that nobody wants to do. But somehow the government, the county, the municipalities have to find and put something in place to achieve that, either directly hired by the county or directly hired by the municipalities or outsourced.
Exactly.
And that's an interesting discussion unto itself. So we're at the first break point. We're going to take a break. We're talking to Suzanne Legay, Kim Blanda, soon to be joined by Laura Cummins, and it's the first edition of 100 Living. We'll be right back.
It's time to visit Pambie's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambie's Purely Delicious ice cream, gelato, and sorbet made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon, or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton, Pamby's, purely delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Ah, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Welcome back to Hunterdon Living, and you can tell that we're going to have a lot of fun at 4 o'clock on Thursdays. Kim Blanda, a registered nurse, and she has a passion for health, and she's decided that it's very important for us to gain real perspective, right, Kim, about how to take care of ourselves, not just the magazines and the hubbub. So give us a little clue as to... I guess the background as to why you feel there's a difference in that perspective.
Sure. You know, I think I'm hoping that this radio show is an opportunity to show people how you can incorporate healthy behaviors, healthy choices, healthy lifestyle into your everyday life. And it doesn't have to be a big deal. Mm-hmm. You know, we can do simple things that can have a huge impact on our health. We live in a phenomenal county with opportunities here that a lot of people don't have. We have wonderful park systems. We have access to the Delaware River. We have great health care here. We have great little towns to visit. We have restaurants that serve really phenomenal, healthy, even sometimes locally sourced produce and food. So we right. have a lot of opportunities here to be healthy. So the show hopefully will help to lead people to those places and activities that can help them to have a healthy lifestyle.
What do you think is holding people back?
You know, I think it's life. I think that I'm a prime example.
Life gets in the way.
Yeah. I mean, you know, mom, two teenage kids, they right. have a lot of activities. I have a job. I have a house. And so I think I'm very typical of the people that live here and have a family. So I think that kind of gives me a good understanding of the stressors, the everyday stressors that families have and people have in the county. Mm-hmm. And, you know, hopefully we can talk about ways to to de-stress. And I always say, just keep it real. You know,
keep it real.
Don't tell me to do anything crazy because I don't have time for that,
right.
Chris.
Right. So now, interesting, there's been a number of programs going on that I've kind of witnessed from a little bit afar, in which those types of programs are starting to make their way into businesses. So give us a little insight into what that's all about.
Sure.
And how that ties into the 100.
Sure. So something that I haven't talked about yet is that I am the coordinator for a group, a coalition called the Partnership for Health. Mm-hmm. And the Partnership for Health is a coalition of approximately 60 different organizations all throughout Hunterdon County, multi-sector organizations. So we have representation from law enforcement, government, healthcare, nonprofits, schools, faith-based leaders, really across all of the sectors. And we work together to work on initiatives to make county residents healthier.
Right.
So with that, I have access to a lot of wonderful people throughout the county, and I'm hoping to bring them all on my show. I hope they're listening.
All at once.
All at once. But one of the initiatives that we're working on, actually with partnering with the Chamber of Commerce, is getting into work sites and doing work site wellness programs. And it's so far been very successful. People are really excited about it. So we're hoping to expand that program.
So do you think like people have hit the brink and are receptive to this information and receptive to making a change? What's the tipping point?
Yeah, Chris, I wish I knew exactly the magic bullet. What we find really in healthcare in my 25 plus years experience is that it's not the same for everyone.
No.
So that's another component of the show is we're going to talk about all different things. It's not always about what you eat or how much you move or your stress or this. It's for each person, it's a little bit different.
Yep.
So we're hoping to hit all different areas and hopefully make that connection that's really going to work for someone.
Yeah. What I really love about that initiative that you were talking about was that you're trying to not only engage the employees, but you're also engaging the employers. And I'm sure there's a lot of foundation and statistics that help support all that. But they're buying in, and let's face it, we spend 40 hours plus a week doing what we do in our particular employee areas. And that's the best opportunity for us to do something.
Yes.
Over those 40 hours, because we go home and we got another 2 or 3 hours tops to do something, and that's usually making up for lost time, right?
Right. You're 100% correct. When we started to talk to people about how we can make healthier choices, really they spend the majority of their time during the week at work.
Yeah.
So we need it to go where they are. And if we can infiltrate the workplaces, and we've started, we can create a healthy environment, a culture of health within the workplace. And it really gives people an easier opportunity to make healthy choices. Mm-hmm. So actually my first show, which is going to air June 29th from 4 to 5,
yep.
I'm going to bring on some people who have been involved in that program. And we're going to talk specifically about some of the really small changes that they've made at their workplace that have made a huge impact.
Yeah, excellent. Suzanne, you will bring up something about it as well, right?
Yes, I'm just passing notes around.
Yeah,
under the
we're
desk
not in school. You're allowed to chime in whenever you want.
Okay. I'm learning the norms. What are the norms here?
We're having a discussion here.
Okay, great.
I didn't put you in the freezer and want to bring you back.
Okay. Well, I was just thinking, Kim, when I heard you speak, that certainly having healthy employees saves corporate dollars. It saves sick time. It saves so many parts of what make organizations tick, that there's something in it for them as well as each of their employees. So it's such a wise, wise thing for us to be looking for.
Absolutely.
It's actually exponentially savings as well, because when a person is out sick, you are paying for that person to be out sick. You're also paying for somebody else to do their job, or that job's not getting done. Mm-hmm. So you're paying twice right at the outset. Then if that person's chronically ill, then you have a real problem, because now you're usually putting the burden on your best employee who's looking for someplace else to go. And then this is where you get into my wheelhouse. when you lose your best employee, it costs you 2.5 times that employee's salary to bring them back.
Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So it gets ugly fast.
Chris, I think that insurance companies offer incentives when you have health programs for your company. So there's, besides the good news of healthy hunterdom, is this dollar saving and role modeling. And it's just a wonderful, holistic kind of approach.
But it is amazing how contagious healthy behaviors are. You know, when you're in the workplace and you see that someone puts up a sign to say, you know, you should be drinking this much water, and they put it by the water cooler, and then the next person's like, oh, did you drink all your water today? And somebody's bringing in lemon slices, and somebody's saying, hey, you know, let's all get water bottle. You know, it sounds so silly because it's so simple, but that's what we're really trying to stress, is that it doesn't have to be this huge, big project that costs a ton of money and time. And it can be something as simple as, hey, I'm going to give up my soda and I'm going to switch to seltzer or water.
Yeah.
And have a huge impact on your health.
I think you pointed it very exactly, is that we, most of us want to do something, we just don't know what we want to. It's actually quite confusing nowadays.
You know what?
So I'm glad you're coming on to kind of straighten it out for us.
Right.
So that would be excellent.
I just had this far out idea. Since you invited me into the conversation, look out. Hold on to your suspenders.
Now I'm going to go down for water.
Do you remember, maybe not in your age bracket, but when at school, when it was a rainy day, you had to play tag in the classroom?
Yes.
Yep.
So I had this vision, as you were describing that, of somebody, you know, that the company's saying yes at, during the day, say between 10 and noon or 2 and 3, that somebody could get up and take a walk, and then they come back and they tag somebody. Then that person leaves what they're doing, they go take a walk, and then they come back and they tag somebody. And I just had this rainy day tag thing going on in the office. It struck me funny.
That's actually, that's pretty funny. You could actually call people out with a little secret handshake or something like that.
You know, peer pressure can be a positive thing.
That's right. That's right. That's absolutely correct. So that's awesome. We're looking forward to that. You're going to be doing your show on the fourth week of every month.
Yes.
So give us a quick rundown of your vision for certain guests that may not know that you're being called yet.
Well, like I said, my first show, I definitely want to invite some of the people who have been involved in the workplace wellness. We have some companies that have just done a phenomenal job in incorporating some of these cultures of health inside their workplace and had amazing results. So we want to share that. And these are really simple things that any office, can incorporate. And then I definitely want to do a show soon on motivation, because as you brought up before, how do you get started? How do you keep going? I mean, I think that's the hardest thing for people. You know, they don't know where to start. And if they do know where to start, within a couple of weeks, they kind of peter out and I'm too busy. And, you know, we all have those excuses. So we want to try to motivate people. And that will definitely be an ongoing topic.
Cool.
We also want to address things like local farm markets. You know, we, like I said before, we live in this great county. Where can we get the fresh produce that's local, that we know is grown, you know, a lot of it organically, or at least it's close to home, so it's going to be fresh.
Yep.
So we're going to talk about all kinds of things. Stress will definitely be a topic that comes up as well. And you know, we'll check in with some of the community members and see what do they want to know about.
Cool.
So we'll
Very
get them
cool.
involved as well.
What's interesting, and it just occurred to me while I was talking to you guys, is that there's a triangle, right, of health and wellness and being. And it seems like you guys are covering all three sides of the triangle, which is kind of cool.
Yep.
We don't get far from recreation before we start bringing in and talking to Laura Cummins, who just joined us. Good morning. Good afternoon, Laura. I usually say good morning.
Oh, you must say good morning.
I did. You caught me.
He's been sleeping most of the day.
I've been, yes.
Well, good afternoon.
It's morning
to
somewhere.
You.
Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. I know you had a little another activity you had to take care of, but you're going to be part of what segment of this show?
Well, I'll be talking about tourism.
Okay. And One of the biggest challenges of Hunterdon County is that we have a lot of great places to frequent, but we don't have a lot of people going to frequent them.
Exactly. I think, you know, I was just talking about this at a previous meeting, is we have so many nooks and crannies here in Hunterdon County that not only the residents are not aware of, but people within a certain mile radius are not aware of as well. And I'm talking about, you know, Philadelphia. Philadelphia is an hour and change south of here. You have New York City that's not too far away. And then even beyond that, I mean, this could definitely be an area for a day trip, mm-hmm. a long weekend, or even, you know, a pretty extensive week stay, because there are a lot of things to do here in Hunterdon County. It doesn't have to be wrapped around, for example, an event. It could be, for example, if you are really into hiking, there are so many different places just here in Hunterdon County that you can hike.
Yep.
It's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
But it's just being aware of where those areas are located and how can you get to them.
Now, you were just saying how we're trying to potentially reach New York and Philadelphia, but I thought I also heard in your statement that even the municipalities themselves, we've kind of segmented ourselves as Hunterdon County, that I might not even be aware of what's going on in the southern part of the county. Is that true?
I would say absolutely. I have neighbors, and I was telling them about the different places that I go hiking, and they're like, I didn't know that was even here.
Right.
So it's interesting just to have a conversation with a neighbor and making them aware of all of the wonderful attributes that we have here in Hunterdon County.
Now, in terms of just hiking, we have, what are we, 44 square miles? Is that right, Suzanne?
Someone 370.
370 square miles in Hunterdon County. 44 was just Reddington. That was it. I knew I was grabbing a number from somewhere. How much diversity do we have in terms of just hiking? I know we have, like, the towpath down by the Delaware River, but what else do we have?
Well, you have the northern parts of the county. There are a lot of different hiking trails.
Right.
The best, honestly, what I would always tell people is to go right over to county parks, and they have all of the maps right there. They have all of the locations, and you can even talk to the staff. They're so amazing. They're very helpful. And they can hear what your interests are and then guide you as far as what is the best place to go, so that way you have an enjoyable experience. So they're really our best resource.
Yeah, you don't want to take on too big a hike, right? That's not going to be very enjoyable for you. Before you know it, you're completely winded and stuff like that.
I think Suzanne wants to say something.
Suzanne, we're not in school. I got to...
She's raising her hand.
Now. She's passing notes.
You go right ahead.
I went from passing notes to raising my hand. When you talk about the North County, certainly the Columbia Trail is one of the largest. People come from far and wide, actually, for the Columbia Trail. And one of the things that I wanted to emphasize there as you're talking is that when we're looking at our open space plan on the county level, we're looking to see how we can intersect and join county trails, but also with municipalities, and so that we can have this county hikeable, rideable by bicycle, many areas, equestrian trails, and so forth. Now, is that something we turn around this month between now and when you start your first show? Probably not, but it is certainly in the long-range plan is to do those kinds of things, so it's pretty exciting stuff.
And it's pretty cool. We have a lot of different nonprofit organizations that are championing those particular topics.
They are. So, absolutely. I mean, you have, with the Delaware River, there are a couple of different organizations that just want people to even help to maintain the landscaping of the Delaware River. So, again, there are so many wonderful things here in Hunterdon County, and my goal is to highlight them and make people aware of them. And it could be something as simple as an event. I know my goal for my first show is to have the staff from the upcoming Balloon Fest. They're celebrating their 35th year. So that's my goal, to get them either in studio or at least over the phone and to speak with them, so that way they can highlight what is going on for that wonderful event that's been going on for 35 years.
And it's the biggest in the country, biggest in North America.
It's the biggest in North America, it is.
So amazing.
You know, again, we're talking about not just our residents, but now we're pulling from the surrounding area. So you're like my aunt and uncle, they come down every year for the event, and they live up in the Connecticut area. Mm-hmm. It is something they look forward to.
That's neat. Given you gave us the hiking as one, what's the other extreme in terms of tourism that you would think that we would want to highlight?
You know, I wouldn't call it an extreme per se, but
diverse.
An interest.
Yeah, and diverse interest.
I think you have a big culture out there of people who enjoy good food.
Mm-hmm.
And we have great restaurants here in Hunterdon County, and they range as far as their base. You know, you have like American style, you know, grill to French food to Italian food. So yep. For those who enjoy indulging in great food, we have, again, so many wonderful restaurants. And now look at our wineries that are, you know, growing and, no pun intended, developing here in the county. And now with, the different brew houses. And then look at Skunktown Distillery. I mean, you can go over and talk to that staff, and just the history behind them creating that distillery is exciting enough. And that's not even tasting what they have, obviously, over there at their distillery, which is the first one here in Hunterdon County.
Yep.
It's news to me.
Yep, news to you. And then we also have another. I was talking with Al War not too long ago. We have a new infusion, which is actually an old idea of hard cider.
That I did not know about.
Ah, see that?
Yes. Oh, wait, now is that's Old Wick.
Yeah, it's up there. It's over at Mellick's. They're doing
correct.
Hard cider. There's
yes.
also Ironbound.
I knew about that.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know about Ironbound, but
Ironbound.
Definitely knew about the one over in Old Wick.
Yeah, and it comes from a special type of tree, a special type of apple. So we're on the brink of, I don't know what we're on the brink of, Suzanne, but somehow Hunterdon County's got a lot of time on its hands, and we're looking for alcoholic beverages to help. I don't know.
Is this when I'm supposed to chime in about moderation and
everything in moderation?
Making
See?
Sure you have a designated driver.
If we keep the triangle, see, we can still have
balance.
Fun, but we need the balance. Right, and then
Absolutely.
we have a spirituality to ourselves as well, Suzanne. And you've got another show, another leg of this of our show structure that's going to be on the third week, which is Hunterdon is a spiritual occasion.
No, life is.
Life. Well, Hunterdon is too. But
yes,
okay.
Well,
sorry for changing
especially after
the title.
We had a talk about wine and, and beer and all that good stuff.
It's a very spiritual occasion. So there's another aspect to you that I had learned just recently on another show. So tell us a little about how you gravitated towards this subject on the radio program.
Yeah, thank you. I've been spending 30-plus years on a spiritual path, which I don't intermingle usually with my public life, but I guess I'm ready to come out of the closet on it. But basically, life is a spiritual occasion. For me, that's a what's so. And I think that what we're going to focus on our guests, it's not about religion. It's not about living a perfect lifestyle that doesn't have hard cider or wine in it or doesn't get out and go to some, go over here to the gas station when they have their parties and dance your heart out. It's nothing like that. But to have folks begin to and select guests that help us to point out how day-to-day living, when our hearts are open, when we embrace and enjoy life, that's what makes us aware, conscious, spiritual beings.
Mm-hmm.
And that there's so much opportunity for us to enlarge our inner worlds as well as the outer world here in Hunterdon County,
right.
That I just think the opportunity is now, the time to talk about how we can face everyday life, little incidences of everyday life in ways that bring joy, bring discovery, bring understanding. And so that's the focus of that program, a little bit trickier than talking about your county at work.
Sure.
But wholesome, I believe, and I think that the guests that will line up will be folks that can have those very ordinary conversations about an extraordinary way to face every single day.
So do you believe that we're kind of zombies walking in our shadow and not really smelling the roses at this point? Is that an adjective?
Oh, Chris, that's heavy.
Thank you.
We might need another hour for that topic.
Yeah. or are you trying to snap people out of it? What's your perspective?
My perspective is just a way of looking at each individual's life, and the each individual looks at it differently. Each individual has different experiences, morning till night, and in my opinion, during the night when you're dreaming. But it's how do you understand yourself in the best possible way so that you can then share the wealth and the contribution of who you are to others.
Is that introspective or?
It's not mind. It's not psychology. It's heart. It's heart. And just looking at everybody in the eye as if they're on the same place as you are in this planet, and they're looking for the same kinds of things, which is inner understanding, inner balance. We talked a little bit earlier about balance and life and that kind of thing. So there are people that might come from a certain path, some from another path. It's not anything we're selling here. We're listening mostly.
Sure. And it turns out that, as I said before, this kind of forks out to both Laura and Kim's topics.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
So, I mean, you need to have an emotional balance to be healthy. If we're not emotionally...
Absolutely, because you talked about, are we all zombies? And I was kind of laughing to myself because I know even my husband and I often say, like, sometimes you just get up and it's kind of like repeat. And you don't really want every day to be exactly the same. So I think Suzanne has a really important point is, you know, do you ever take a moment? You said smell the roses, but just to kind of think about who you are, why you're here, and what really matters, and just looking at that inner spirituality or spirit or whatever the person wants to call it, it is really an important component to your health and your well-being. You know, healthy living is not just about eating the right foods and exercising every day.
Right.
I mean, if you're not incorporating some sort of spirituality, and like Suzanne said, it's not about religion necessarily. You're not going to have that complete health and wellness that everybody really hopefully is looking for.
Chris, do we have a moment for a very, very quick story? If I promise it's very quick, ladies, can
okay.
I? Sure.
You have the stopwatch.
Okay.
Go.
When I was thinking about this program, and I've been thinking about it a lot, when I talk about your county at work, I want to just dodge all the things that people are going to be able to say and talk, but this is a little bit more sensitive. And so one day riding back from Florida in the car, I thought, today's going to be my exploration of life as a spiritual experience. And I stopped at a restaurant that was very, very busy for breakfast. It was about 8 o'clock in the morning, and the wait staff was doing the best they could. It was kind of slow. And this gal came over to take, we just wanted coffee at this point, and took the order. And she walked by a couple times, and I called her by name. And she looked up, and she came over, and she corrected my pronunciation. I'd called her Sharia, and it was Shariah. And we talked a moment, and she said to me, you remind me of my grandmother. And I said, now, here's the difference between, oh, yeah, and tell me about her.
Mm-hmm.
So she started talking about her grandmother in West Virginia and how she missed her. I said, come on, sit down here. We're going to have some grandmother time.
Aww.
And I took the next 10 minutes.
That's awesome.
And it was so wonderful. She lit up. I lit up. And those are the kinds of things I'm talking about besides walking sort of busily through our day. And then the other time is to say, listen, if I really wanted to learn about myself and about this young woman, what would I do next?
Right. Very cool.
It's a great story.
You, that type of insight is exactly what is important to doing this type of role in the radio, is that I call those things that you just talked about tells. So when somebody absolutely asks you or says something, you have to grab onto that because somehow, some way, that person is trying to tell you something,
mm-hmm.
and they're asking you to ask the question. That's
yes.
all they're doing.
Yes.
So that's very cool. We're at another break point. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more of Hunted and Living, and we'll be right back. Hang on.
God, I want to do all. The ocean. Whenever one door closes, I hope one more opens. Promise me that you'll give faith the fighting.
second chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to Hunterdon Living on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. This is going to be the intro of Laura Cummins' Experience Hunterdon show. And Laura, I wanted to get this in when we were talking about the spirituality of the segment of the radio. But as it turns out, we have places in Hunterdon County where somebody could do some type of meditation or pique their senses. What types of places would you suggest?
Oh my goodness. Well, down in Lambertville, there is a Buddhist center that people can go for classes. I believe it's on Wednesday evenings. That's one location. There's a gentleman who actually has been on Hunterdon Chamber Radio quite a few times, and I cannot remember his name right now. I think it's John. And he has a studio down in Frenchtown, and he has early Saturday morning meditation sessions. And then he also does classes at the hospital as well.
Is he the one that does Tai Chi or something? Qigong or something like that too?
I don't believe he does that, but we do have a woman over at the hospital who does Tai Chi, and she's pretty well known in the area.
Judy.
Yeah.
Judy, and she works out of the wellness centers. Mm-hmm. There's one in Clinton and one in White House.
Yeah.
There's also some opportunities for I'm taking over your section.
That's fine. This is tag team here.
but
this shows how these things actually interweave.
They do. They absolutely
they really
do.
But there are opportunities throughout the county, really, for mindfulness-based stress reduction, which is sort of it's not really new, but it's sort of been in the news the last couple of years, and it's a healthy way to deal with stress and just daily living. So that those are opportunities that are available in the county as well.
Mm-hmm.
Neat.
But there are, you can actually go on to Google and just, mm-hmm. Again, meditation, Hunterdon County, and there are probably so many other places that are out there. I know it's the community acupuncture place on Stangle. I know Nicole ever so often will do meditation classes there as
yoga
well.
Yoga is great for...
Which is a form of meditation.
Yeah, for that
well. I didn't necessarily mean meditation in the literal sense. I was saying simply that we have a beautiful county, and then we have...
Well, that's just it. I mean, what you're touching on, Chris, is what Kim... what her focus is, what Suzanne's focus is, and then obviously tying it into not necessarily tourism, but what we have going on here in the county that people can take advantage of. So something as simple as taking a walk at one of our parks, you're getting the health benefit, you're getting the spirituality component, and then, simultaneously you get to explore the wonders that we have here in Hunterdon County. So yeah, there is that multi-layer experience.
I particularly like the name of your show, which is Experience Hunterdon.
Experience Hunterdon.
Susanna, I don't know if you, I know you had a seed of how these four segments we're going to put together, but it seems to me, based on just our little chat here, that they have a lot of integration that I don't even think any of us thought they really did at the time.
No, I think it's manifesting itself.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
We're brainstorming right here on the radio.
I think Suzanne just has that touch. She has that touch. It's not something that you can necessarily see right in front of you at the moment.
Right.
It's almost very esoteric, mm-hmm. you know, how all of this is kind of being pulled together.
Yep.
And as Suzanne, I don't want to speak for her, but I know I hear her say often is, you know, everything does happen for a reason. So if this is the reason behind us, the three of us, right now the four of us coming together.
You want to play with us every week, Chris?
We may drag you in to pull this together.
Based on what I see off air, I think I want to stay the heck away.
Well, at least you know you'll have fun.
That's true.
That's true. I will have fun. Are there certain events, certain gatherings that are going to be taking place over the year that perhaps each one of your shows might tap into?
Yes, absolutely.
Like?
We definitely want to support things that are going on in the county. Mm-hmm. My focus will be definitely on a lot of the activities going on. I mean, every year we have the turkey trot. Mm-hmm. We have, I don't know if everybody knows, but there's a half marathon being planned for this
fall.
And
that kind of touches on what Suzanne was saying earlier about pulling all of our trails mm-hmm. together. So, yeah. I mean, this
I think 9,000 folks show up for turkey trot, and there's a huge percentage of folks that come from outside Huntington County to run mm-hmm. that race.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's a huge event.
And I forget, how many years is that? Isn't that close to 40 at this point?
That I don't
know. It's a lot of running, man.
It is. It is.
But hopefully our show will be an opportunity even just for some smaller events. I mean, if people let us know about things that are related to the topics or just healthy things for people to do in the county, we'd be more than happy to help promote things like that.
All right. Well, that leads us to the last part of this is what would be the contact information for people to get in touch with each one of you, and what is the first topic of your first show?
Oh, okay.
Ba-dum-bum.
All right, I'll go first.
No pressure.
All right. So, again, the name of my show is Healthy Hunterdon, mm-hmm. and the first show will be airing on June 29th from 4 to 5. And the topic for the first show is going to be related to worksite wellness, but I don't want anybody to shy away because it's really the information is going to be relevant to even people who are retired or work from home by themselves. Really, we want to just give people an opportunity to learn about how to create a culture of health in their living space or at their workplace. So that's going to be the topic. Keeping it real. Keeping it real.
Yeah, you've emphasized it a lot, and I really appreciate it because you're right. We get lambasted with all this media coverage about eating nutritious and being physical.
Listen, Chris, don't tell me I can never have a hot fudge sundae. Because if you do, I'm not going to listen to you. So it's going to be for real people.
Right.
I observed that just about a week ago.
You weren't supposed to tell anybody.
The hot fudge sundae? I want that on Facebook. That's the first picture we're posting to pre-promote her show.
Now the word's out. This is being recorded, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got it. It's locked in. Locked and loaded. Experience Hunterdon, what's the first show going to be?
So the first show is going to be up on June 15th.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, focusing on upcoming summer events with the emphasis being on the Balloon Fest. That's going to be the latter part of July. And my goal is to at least have one or two people from that organization in studio so they can give us a pretty fabulous overview as far as what we can expect that weekend.
Right. And how do people get in touch with you?
They can reach me here at the Chamber. My number is 908-782-7115, and I am at extension 221.
All right. Suzanne, life is a spiritual occasion.
Our next one.
I'm going to get that one last.
Thank you.
Backing up.
Thank you.
What's life as a spiritual location? What's occasion? What's your first soul?
Okay, well, we're going to meet on the 22nd.
Right.
That's the third, or the fourth. Yes, it's usually the third week. It just so happens that July is a strange one, so it's the fourth week this year.
It's June.
So June 22nd. So, yeah. And all these shows are in the same time slot. We're all 4 yep. to 5 on Thursdays.
Right.
Basically, I'm going to have a guest that will just talk about establishing the basis of what it is to talk about life being a spiritual occasion. Rather than having specific stories, I just would like to sort of set the groundwork for how we'll be talking and what we'll be talking about. So I have a guest coming on the 22nd of June.
Okay, and then we start off the inaugural Suzanne Legay show next week.
Yeah, that's called Your County at Work.
Right.
And I'm gonna do a teaser. I'm going to say that the guest that I'm going to have the first week, which is next Thursday at this time slot, is going to be the Invisible Man. And if you want to know who and the Invisible Man is and what that topic's about, you're going to have to tune in.
Oh, all right.
That was very creative.
Like,
yeah,
that's marketing 101 right
like,
there.
What's my line? you're dragging in the what's my line routine here. Excellent.
I'm hoping that I can get creative enough for each one of those to have a teaser before we close out at the end of each show.
Well, I think as Kim has pointed out, everybody needs to get pretty much clubbered over the head because we just don't catch the teasers anymore. We need to be brought right to the place to drink. So hopefully the teaser will work, but most of the time people just want information as quickly as they can.
We
got
to enjoy the journey.
Gotta
exactly.
Enjoy the journey. Yep.
We'll see.
Like, that's a T-shirt.
There you go. Well, ladies, it's been a pleasure. We're flat out of time.
Can we just remind everybody?
Yes, we do. Go ahead.
I just wanted to remind everybody listening in real time, at least, that next Tuesday on the 6th, is a primary election day. It's a critical primary day because we're picking who you get to vote for governor of the state of New Jersey come November. And so there are several contestants on both sides of the aisle here, and you pick who you're going to pick, but don't look at the ballot and say, oh, wow, nobody's running. Yes, the state of New Jersey is running on Tuesday the 6th, so please vote in this primary. Thanks, Chris.
All right. You've got a little county zinger in there. All right, we're good. All right, well, that's Hunter and Living. You're going to see here Suzanne Legay next week, this time on Thursday. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Suzanne
Legay.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Laura Cummins and Kim Blanda, Hunter and Living. We'll be going to Rewind right after this.
Still feel small when you stand beside the ocean. Whenever one door closes, I hope one more opens. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
always a great answer.
Failed Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton speaking again yesterday, and we get some of what she had to say from Mark Mayfield.
Hillary